Two gospel passages today, two scenes, two endings very different, but the same people. The same disciples who cried out and welcomed Jesus as he entered Jerusalem, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, glory in the highest." These same people now cry out, "We have no king but Caesar, crucify him." And so they did. On the Mount of Olives, Jesus said three things would happen. His disciples would flee. One of his closest disciples, Peter, would deny knowing him, not once, but three times. And after his resurrection, he would go ahead of his band of followers to Galilee. We know that all of these predictions came true. The disciples, faced with the fear of being arrested themselves, arrested because they listened to the gospel, fear of being arrested because they kept the commandments, they proclaimed Jesus as Lord. Fear of being arrested because they went against the mainstream of society. They were afraid of being arrested themselves and mocked and tortured, perhaps put to death. They fled. And Peter, the rock on which Jesus would build his church, denies him. He is also afraid. Put yourself in the shoes of Mark's original audience. For us, that seems easy to do in today's world. With Christians being persecuted, martyred, here in the U.S. we are threatened by legal action or civil lawsuits for standing up for our Christian values. At a recent national prayer breakfast in Washington, D.C., Princeton Professor Robert George put it very clearly. Powerful forces and currents in our society press us to be ashamed of the gospel, ashamed of the good, ashamed of our faith's teachings on the sanctity of life and traditional marriage. These forces insist that the church's teachings are out of date, retrograde, insensitive, uncompassionate, bigoted, even hateful. These currents pressure on all of us, most especially young Catholics, to yield to this insistence. They command us to conform our thinking to their orthodoxy, or to say nothing at all. During this Holy Week, I offer for all of us some questions to reflect upon. Would I run away? Would I deny even knowing Jesus? Would I join in the crowd shouting, "Crucify him"? Would I have distanced myself from Jesus, both physically and spiritually? Would I have gone on to Galilee with the hope of seeing him? And now, ask yourself, when have I run away from Christ? When I deny him, do I come back to him in tears asking forgiveness? Where do I go to meet him?